Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, international travel is expected to resume from July 19th, which will allow people to leave the country for holidays, weekend breaks or visits home to see family. And I know an awful lot of people will welcome that. It will also, though, allow people to travel into Ireland. And normally, we'd have millions of visitors every year, mainly from the US and the UK. But how quickly will our international tourism industry bounce back after COVID-19? Who'll come to visit this country and what will they do when they're here, given the slow return of cultural and musical and sporting events? Well, the man to convince them, Niall Gibbons and his team. Niall Gibbons is Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland and he joins me now. Niall, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me again, Cormac. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. I was looking at your press release and you were talking about international travel and you welcome the decision and you're saying Tourism Ireland is, you can't get wait, you and your team, to get back to full swing and help the industry recover. So give me the pitch then, because I'm looking at an Ireland where you can't congregate in huge crowds in the street as we were discussing events over the weekend. There are very few cultural and sporting events open. So how do you make the pitch to the international visitor, Niall?
It's a fair question, and it's going to be a comeback like no other. I mean, this will not be like the summer of 2019, but it's not just an Irish phenomenon. It's a phenomenon around the globe. Even last week, our colleagues in Scotland had the Edinburgh Tattoo postponed till next year, and that's a huge blow in the cultural calendar. But people internationally are aware of that. We've been carrying out research over the last year. We've interviewed 30,000 people in our core markets abroad. What they're telling us is that, yes, there's a pent-up demand to get back travelling again. They want to stick to markets that are closer to home. They want to go to places that are familiar. They want to get back to visiting their friends and relatives. It sounds quite cheesy, but a recurring theme from all our main customers abroad is wholesome reconnection.
Yeah, give me the pitch then to the US visitor to Ireland, because I remember, I'll never forget this conversation I had with the US tourist who was amazed at a drunken Irishman singing the Rocks of Bon into my face, is what he said to me about an encounter he had with an old fella in the west of Ireland, and he couldn't get over the romantic idea of it. But there would be no Rocks of Bon into the face this year, Niall. How do you sell it then?
No, look, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, Ireland isn't a terribly hard sell, but I mean, what you're doing now is that you're up against an awful lot of competition, because, I mean, the importance of the announcement last Friday, that roadmap, was that Ireland had been fairly quiet in relation to what it was going to do, but our competitor destinations like Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Cyprus, all had been out saying, we will welcome people with digital certificates in June, July, and we were starting to fall behind. We're also seeing in the North American market, for example, air access has become a major issue for us because we've lost 10 gateways compared to where we were in 2019, where we had 24 gateways in the US and Canada. Now we're looking at the likes of Atlanta, Dallas, Calgary, Vancouver, Miami, Connecticut, Minneapolis, all gone and certainly not coming back this year. So it's a very, very much more difficult sale. US now drifting off to Latin America and the Caribbean. So it's really about being competitive, I mean, dialing up that friendliness, the warmth of the welcome. Of course, it isn't going to be the same. A lot of people with close connections here, both through cultural links, business links, family links, that's going to be the big sale this summer, so to speak. So that sort of wholesome reconnection story is going to be very, very important for us.
So is that what you're saying? It's almost like the gathering. Get home to see your friends and family.
Well, that's part of the message, you know, but it's also about really Ireland gives you a place that you can switch off. I mean, people have been cooped up for the last 15 months. They are travelling. I'm talking to the US teams, I mean, every sort of fortnight. And what they are saying now is have backs, will travel. And Ireland is a very, very credible destination. Remember in the summer of 2019, about 18 million Americans would have travelled to mainland Europe. 10% of them came to Ireland. It's a phenomenal figure. So we've got a very, very strong presence in the US market. I'm very confident as a return. But it's not easily won. I mean, I came into tourism after 9/11. It took us 7 years to rebuild our business from the United States. So look, we'll have a pitch. We have marketing campaigns in the can, ready to go. But the key thing is now that we have a platform, we have a date, and certainly we put this press release out to the international travel trade on Friday evening. It was very well received. We're obviously receiving a lot of questions on the digital side of things and how it'll all work.
What kind of questions?
Well, I think people are looking at the digital certificate, which is operating on an EU-wide basis. And obviously, we know that there'll be dialogue to extend that into other markets. Our main markets, like Great Britain and the United States, will be very key in that respect. So it'll be really strong for us to be able to say that that's going to be extended. It'll make sure that we're open to as many of our tourism markets as possible. And the 19th of July is going to be a very, very key date for us moving forward, because it means that we can save 6 weeks of the summer. If it had been the 1st of September, we would have been looking at a very difficult winter ahead.
Yeah, I wonder, will that be in any way a deterrent? I mean, we're hardly likely to see the coach loads that the bus tours of US travellers that we see bust around the country from Dublin Airport or Dublin generally. We won't see that this summer, will we? Because we have extra criteria, and the wealthy American traveller will look at the criteria and will say, OK, it's an extra expense, number one, and it's an extra hassle as well. I don't want it.
I think you're more likely to see individual-based travel and family travel, to be honest. It wouldn't rule the coaches out. There certainly is demand for it, by the way. Certainly talking to CI Tours International, who bring a lot of coaches in here, are certainly saying that people will book all right. But, you know, we're not going to be looking back to the numbers that we had in 2019. This is going to be a long recovery, so to speak. But the key thing is that a lot of Irish people are going to start travelling from the 19th of July, and we need to ensure, you know, that we're looking to try and generate a spend of 1 billion people from overseas. Remember, in 2019, in a full year, approximately 6 billion per annum, supporting 325,000 jobs out there. And we feel that if we can get going from the 19th of July with strong campaigns encouraging people to come here, we could sustain 50,000 jobs for the rest of the year in tourism.
Are you afraid at all about entry points, access to Ireland? We've seen recent stories about Aer Lingus cutting back at Shannon, for example, and airlines worried about the pathway to reopening, that they don't have like full clarity on it. I mean, is there a concern in Tourism Ireland that it won't be as easy for the international traveller to get to Ireland?
Well, this is the biggest concern going. This is going to be the biggest short, medium and long-term problem that we have with Ireland, because we rely on air access for 90% of our customers. If we even put COVID into the rearview mirror tomorrow and could start afresh, we'd only be starting with about 50% of the capacity that we had in 2019. So it's going to require a huge effort on behalf of the airports, the airlines, Tourism Ireland and all the powers of state to really encourage more connectivity back into Ireland. And I'd be very concerned as well about the connectivity into regional airports. I mean, Shannon, Knock, they've all been decimated, Cork as well, and that'll require a huge work to get them back to where they were. For example, Shannon would have had connectivity into Aer Lingus, United, American, Delta, but all gone for the summer of 21, and we can't take for granted that these will come back in 22 without some very hard work coming in the winter months ahead.
Yeah, some really big challenges ahead for the industry. Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland, thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Cormac.